piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, 1, 2, testicles,
yeah.
Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your humble host, not homo host, humble host, Troubles Garcia. And joining me in the 1-2.
I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Yeah, you've been saying it wrong the whole time.
I'm supporting the movement, big dog. I'm like, yeah, big Troubles, LGBTQAYZ all day, baby.
Wait. And as you already know, joining me in the 1-2s is the best co-host in the motherfucking planet. Big Tech! Salute.
Yes, sir. It's a doggy dog world out there, and I'm the best dog at doing it.
Oh, shit. The dog father himself back for another round and another dose of fucking greatness. This episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Do not forget where you can get your big gorilla rhinos today. I don't know what
that means.
But it gets the people going. Los Cuñados Bullies. Today. Not Big Tag, real shit, though. Welcome back, Big Dog. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the most amazing show with amazing content for amazing fucking listeners like you. I want to thank them for allowing me to be here today. And thank you guys for allowing me to enter your space. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. That's right. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts are what I eat for breakfast. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. ParanoidRadio.com is now still under construction because I'm taking my sweet ass time. But you can stream for free the last 5 audio episodes. And you can also watch one of the most recent episodes and biggest episodes of 2023 with Dr. Lawrence Sanger. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Big Tank is back. First of all, Big Titty, how are you, Big Dog? You're looking mighty handsome over there. Look at you.
I'm great, Big Dog. I'm fucking great. Gravy, getting the mood going. We working, we grinding out here.
Oh, shit.
Besides that, I mean, eventful week that we just had.
Yeah, eventful week. You gifted me with another amazing shirt of Los Cuñados Bullies, which I'm going to wear tomorrow to be dropped on this amazing fucking episode. And I will drop this full episode on Instagram for all of you guys. The first out of many, hopefully, the first video episode on Instagram. So I'm going to do 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, but I'm going to be dropping them in 2-parters, followed by an amazing extension of brand new ways of doing trailers. We're evolving. We're fucking growing. Matt Shadows to K4V3.com. Check them out. Cave invited me for the first episode of 2024, and we fucking demolished it. Mad props to my boys at K4V3, chef from Sunday Night Secret Society's podcast, making sure that we fucking kept it alive. And thank you so much for sharing and allowing me to enter your space at your platform as well. Thank you to all your listeners.
110%.
So, how are you?
Go follow. Go check them out. Amazing content. They're all over the place. They seem like Paranoid Radio sister brother channel because they're everywhere. Same thing like us. Before you know it, they're going to have fucking skull fucking videos out there too. You get me? That's how crazy that shit gets.
It's funny they mentioned that because on that episode we mentioned what nugget porn is. So we mentioned about nugget porn. So people that do not know, I haven't mentioned this on Paranoid, but nugget, we were talking about how Stephen Hawking was on the list, right? We all know what list I'm talking about. And he had a thing for writing high complex mathematical equations on chalkboard, and how he had midgets trying to solve the mathematical questions, reaching to get the fucking numbers on the chalkboard, naked midgets. And then he also liked to have underage orgies with nuggets. Now, I'm not talking about chicken nuggets. I'm talking about human yeah. nuggets, people with no limbs. And not only people with no limbs, but underage people with no limbs, enslaved with their limbs cut. Okay, that I will never see a chicken nugget again. I will never see it the same. So that's what we're talking about. So, guys, we talked about it on Cave again. Go check them out. Big Tech, can you
let's just say the 20-piece McDonald's nugget will never be looked at
You
the
know how you go to the fucking Mickey D's? I'm not. This episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Fuck McDonald's, by the way. But still, the 6-piece chicken nuggets with extra fries and a fucking Coke. Make sure your nuggets are dripped on in ranch, like Stephen Hawking's was. Get it? 'Cause he glazed all over them? No, you don't get it.
Fucking
All right,
insane,
man.
fucking
Connect
retarded.
the randomizer machine and give me the fucking listen of the week.
Randy learn the shit, do your thing.
Paranoid Radio. Listen to that baby purr. Big Tag, who do we have?
Jaquita Williams, this episode goes out to you. Massive shout out. Thank you for following. Stay tuned. We hope you enjoy this episode to your liking. Whew.
Woo, Jaquique Williams. Thank you so much for fucking listening, for tuning in, and for following us on Instagram. This episode goes out to you. A Big Tag. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's my dick in your ass. I mean, no, it's Turner Radio. Big Tech, what is happening?
I'm fucking done with you, Big Dog. What is happening, my people? You guys know the deal. It's your boy Big Tank. I'm coming at you with these two stories. I want you guys' official input. This is all behind on your guys' input. I'm going to give you guys my two stories, and I want you guys' 2 cents plus my 2 cents, and we deposit that bitch into the bank of knowledge.
The bank of knowledge.
So, what the fuck is happening throughout the world? Okay, so in case you guys haven't seen, everything's popping off. Nothing is safe anymore. Nothing is sacred. My Eagles lost yesterday in the fucking humiliating defeat. We're having crazy upsets in the Super Bowl. There's actually a conspiracy theory behind the Super Bowl that's being thrown out there by the colors from the past
Orale.
Couple of years, where basically it shows different teams. So you've all seen the logo of when they do the Super Bowl. They'll throw different color schemes on it, top, bottom. And
it is promoted widely. On all consumer shit, on chips, on soda cans, on all
everything.
Types of fucking merch. Yeah, in the same
everything.
Color scheme, right?
Yes,
I know that.
Same color scheme of the winning teams. Obviously, the bottom coloring is the team who's gonna win, and the top one would be the ones that lose. So they, believe it or not, they actually threw out two different variations, which has never happened. Has
ever.
Never fucking have. Yes, ever. Somebody caught on, they publicized it, whatever it was, and now we got two different color schemes. So originally it was red and green, which a lot of people were signalizing the rematch of the Eagles versus the Chiefs. Clearly that's not gonna happen because the Eagles have just got taken out yesterday, which was Monday. Fuck it, they got the ass whooped by Tampa.
They couldn't get out their Eagle powers. They couldn't get a piece of the glory. See what it tastes like. Nacho.
So,
oh man.
Now the new color that they had released, which also don't make sense either, which was blue, gold, and red. A lot of people were saying that it could have been the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Dallas Cowgirls. But even at this point, I'm gonna get some people mad. Aight, but fuck them boys. Aight, straight up. Aight. All that shit, fuck them boys. Aight, there's a real rivalry going
man.
On right there. But no, aside from that, the Cowboys were taken out in a major upset by the last seed wild card event. So they were just completely taken out. So what the fuck is happening? Are we looking at coincidences, which we never believe here at Paranoid Radio? Coincidence is not, that word is not in our vocabulary right here.
It don't exist.
What the
that's
fuck
right.
Is happening?
Everything is due by cause and effect, and we're licking ass. We're not licking anything. I don't know what the fuck you're licking, but did you
so
say looking or licking?
So you have to remember that the NFL is not a sports corporation. It's an entertainment. Believe it or not. So you
Welcome
have
to
to
my
put
world.
That. Okay, exactly. So there has been quote unquote scripts that people say get put out all throughout.
No,
but
not quote unquote.
Moment,
well, quote unquote from the
quote,
horse's
quote
mouth.
Unquote.
Because we've had players said they changed the script. Our script says we're going to lose. And before time was even done. Like, and they did lose. Exactly like the script said. They have a script to follow. So that means NFL is fake. Like most
rigged
games.
For sure. Rigged for sure. I mean, whether it gets enforced by the referees or the player, just a different complete story. Because we have seen various games where the referees seem to be hailing and wailing on the opposite team to try to make them lose. I would say it is pretty far reach to get, over 1,000 players to all join the script. Do you get me? And say hush-hush about it. So I will say that the team that seems to have a lot of backing right now, and it's really just because a couple individuals, for example, the Kansas City Chiefs, which is backed by that big pharmaceutical company, and guess who also joined Taylor Swift under Travis Kelce, because now they're a thing, which is by arguably one of the most influential Illuminati members out there right now, whether you believe it or not, if you're a Swiftie fan or not, you get me? But at the end of the day, you just have to really think about it. Is American football no longer sacred whatsoever? That's the most, I would have to say, next to grilling, football is one of the most patriotic things out there.
It's the only, that along baseball are probably the only sports that are played on a global scale and championship big wise. The biggest sports in the fucking country are football and baseball. And we're globally known for those two amazing sports. And quite honestly, I can't really say much about sports. I'm not a sports type of guy. I think they're all right, and I think they're used for entertainment purposes. You're talking to a conspiracy theorist. However, Mrs. Swift, she could get these nuts. She looks good. She looks very well put together, and she can get it.
She can get it. You hear this little
You can get it. Look, I'm not an Illuminati member yet, but but as soon as this podcast blows the fuck up, Swifty would want to swift these nuts in your mouth. Yeah, I'm just saying, testicles one too.
Do you hear me, baby? On to the next one. Real quick, brief one.
Yeah.
Did you know that the color of your vehicle that you drive, if you're actually able to purchase it through a dealer, says a lot about your income?
Wait. Are they doing some color tiers, dog?
No. So for people that don't know this, for people
Mamas,
that don't know.
Jesus fucking virgin mom's holy fucking shit. All right,
so
proceed.
If you are, I don't want to say fortunate, but if you do have that type of money to purchase a brand new vehicle out of a dealership. And
stock color, right? No custom color.
No. Whatever they have on the lot. You're not going go get a certain color car or anything like that. But if you are physically able to go get a certain color car, you check them all out. They have the wide variety of the rainbow right there. And you pick one out. And you look through them. Did you know that depending on the color is if you're within a budget or not, your economic level? So
is this why the highest amount of cars sold, at least in LA, which is filled mostly with poverty people living in poverty, or at least lower level of the class, drive white and black cars?
Well, let's dive into that. So we all know certain cars will be released in these vibrant colors, to say the very least. You get me? Which also happens to be usually some of the cheapest ones. You might have this little obnoxious yellow, a lime green, a smurf steak blue. I don't know. Just whatever it might be. Okay. But for the most part, those usually, even though there might be exotic colors to a sense, aren't the most expensive ones. Anything with pearl in it, in the paint job, where you see that little blue hint or a black hint in it, your more expensive side usually, which usually only collide within black and white, like we just stated. But there are tiers, and it'll only go up, not by a lot, but it'll show the different price ranges when you go check them out. You can have the same base model car in two opposite colors, let's say blue versus white or black, and you'll see $1,000 increment, which will actually make you think about it. Because when you really think about it, we're talking, let's just say roughly about a $30,000 car. If you have your budget set within that, one might be 29 and the other one might be 30. So realistically, your head starts trickling and starts makes you think about it. Is that extra $1,000 really worth it? Because I still need to go finance it. I need to go do this. I need to go do that.
And yeah, that extra 30. If you have 30 in your pocket and your car is 30, you're already over your budget.
Okay, right? See, exactly. So they did a statistic that even with people that were pre-qualified, but they have their own mental accounting of their financial situation in their back of their head.
Uh-huh.
They will always see what's better. They might like a certain car, but like, okay, so for example, you go into the candy shop and you only have $1 to spend. You're roughly going to go to the, I guess, what's in your budget. Either it be five for a dollar, two for a dollar, whatever candy it might be. You're not going to go necessarily for the $1 plus the tax or whatever it is, because that's putting you over. So they said after they did a study, after the people look at the vehicle, they started seeing how it started trickling down. And then they asked them, hey, how does your income look? How does your thing look? And that's when they started putting two and two together, where basically they were like, okay, subconsciously your mind is already telling you not to do this. But we're not talking about just anybody. We're talking about people that have been financially stable, that are able to make
this
that
why is this why oh my god this happened to me oh my god about 9 years ago with my ex. Shout outs to Miranda, good person.
Name other and everything, baby. All right,
we went to buy her first vehicle ever, and I already had my Chevy Malibu with me. And this was in 2016, the 2010. It was actually one of my dream cars back in the day. This was 2014. We bought the 2014 Honda Civic HF. I went in there for the HF. They had two in the lot. They had a white one and had a black one. She wanted the black one.
Of course.
We went in that bitch and we went to get the fucking black one. And the guy sold us the white one and we left with the white one. And it was because there was a price difference. And according to our credit and the 700 down that we had, back then we had good credit. $700 was the down that we gave. It's not a lot. We had a 7% APR. And we got the vehicle out, but they sold us the white one. We didn't qualify for the black one. And I didn't understand why. And now, same base car, same fucking, I'm telling you. And they gave us the fucking white one because we were poor. Holy fuck. That's so disrespectful, dog.
Exactly. Okay. So think about it in this sense. Okay. Even if you show up, like how you just said, with 30K in your pocket, subconsciously, your mind starts telling you, if you are a reasonable person, you get me? If you have your full senses, obviously, if you see a let's say younger human, EM, that doesn't really care about finances, doesn't really care about the payment, he's gonna stick to his guns and say he wants this one. You get me? I don't care. I want this one. You get me?
Yeah.
For example, all you fucking Hellcat Dodge owners, they have fucking 400 credit score, $100 to their name. I need the payment or the 200. And let me get that Hellcat, baby.
Yeah, yeah. They go for the Hellcat. They go, oh, yeah, I want this one. If you give it to me a 7.0 and for a $200 down, and with $200 payments, not including gap insurance, and they're like, doc, fool, like, you're asking for like something impossible, dog.
Exactly.
You fucking
exactly.
Stupid ass so, motherfuckers.
Next time you go, if you guys, whoever had goes to buy a car, let me know if that actually impacts you, because it's something that's being subliminally thrown out there.
It's a conspiracy.
Not only that, the salesmen are being trained in that now. Look at what they're seeing. Look at what they're talking about.
No. You don't want that one. You want this one. Check this one out. Same interior. Yeah. Check this out. Oh, but yeah, they always try to push the other colors on you. Fucking bitches. I thought it was a paint conspiracy. I thought whoever sold the white paint, the vendor of the white paint to, let's say, Ford would buy massive amounts of white paint for a specific fucking cost. At the end of the year, they would get a rebate, and they would produce 300,000 white Ford Focuses. And then we were forced to ingest and drive 300,000 white Ford Focuses, while Ford is not only getting the paper cheap, but also getting rebates on it. And then they give a kick to the dealer if it's an authorized Ford dealer, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was top of that. But now it comes to say that if you're poor, you drive a white car, period.
Well, I guess there's levels to it. You get me? I guess
there's levels to this.
Yeah, there's a level depending on the color, what you are. You get me? So, okay. We've all seen your basic standard colors, which would be, let's say, black, white, red. You get me? Some type of blue, silvers type of thing. I mean, they're all categorized in their own section. So let's just say blue, red, and silver are like 2,000
cheaper. That is so
cheaper.
Fucking racist and so fucking... That is so fucked up.
And believe it or not, the salesman actually said, before even reviewing it and everything, they're on a budget. They're on a budget. These people are on a budget. Because they're going subconsciously... Well, they want a new car, but they could only realistically try to afford this. And we're only talking about $1,000 that's being financed. But that's how much of an impact it has.
Holy fucking shit. That is wicked.
This is what is happening. These are your two stories. Let me know what you guys are thinking or not. Did we just uncover a major conspiracy?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah, we did. Big Tank, thank you for those 12 missing stories. As always, rocking the cages and making a fucking ruckus. Big Tank is here today and giving us a discussion that a lot of you have forgotten about. This episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Do not forget where you could get your rhino gorillas today. I don't know what that means, but it gets the people going. Wah, wah, wah. Let me get you guys a little fucking intro. Please allow me to jump in from deep into the pool and set the fucking mood. One of the most powerful, most productive military sciences agency in the world, DARPA, has created some of the most influential technologies of all fucking time. These we take for granted every single day. From self-driving cars to stealth technology, GPS, and imagining the future, and the very own thing that you all stream on today, the fucking internet. Welcome to Glitches Part 3. DARPA. What's up, Big Daddy? What you got for me? Ooh, so we're going to be discussing about Glitches. So if people know about anything about the Glitches series here on Paranoid, Glitches 1, the best episode of, I want to say, the season 1, 2, and 3 put together. Glitches was at the top of its game. I was talking about the first 200-300 fucking ever views were on Glitches. That episode was so fucking powerful that we were recording and the lights went out. I'm talking about the lights of the entire street, my whole block was shut down. And it was raining. And now it wasn't raining. Like, it was like clear weather. And it was like they were trying to shut us off because we were getting too close to the truth. And what we spoke about on part one was we talked about how we might be living in a simulation, how we live in a simulation of a simulation, and that we need to fucking get into the last level of the simulation, which is light speed, in order to start a new simulation, which means we also always say when you die, your spirit, your soul, goes out to the next heaven. According to the Bible, you ascend, right? Buddhist, you will spiritually ascend yourself. You're, you know, ascension, the word ascension. Every religion talks about this. So what does that mean? You restart a new simulation. This is where we get the simulation theory from. Now, if you want to get more information on this topic and you want to go into the deep depths that we went into, I suggest you stop now, go back to Glitches Part 1 in Season 1. And then hit up Glitches Part 2 called MySpace, where we talked about how social media has completely devoured, and devalued the world. Welcome to Glitches Part 3. Big Tank, what's up, dog? We're talking about DARPA and some influential fucking prospects about it. What's up, Big Daddy? First of all, how are you? Thank you again for being here.
I'm gravy, baby. I'm gravy. Let's dive into it. I mean, realistically, we all have a set standard or set of mind where we've all seen certain stuff, whether it be the video that I sent you about the whole there was a glitch where you'd see like two deers in one body type of deal. The airplane or the bird that looks stuck. We've seen numerous stuff that like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, we've seen stuff in China where there was another city looked like if it was trying to come through the sky.
Yeah.
So there has been many quote unquote signs of shit. Even right now, technically, if you look at my screen, I'm glitching just because of the background. Word. So it's not impossible to actually think of that for the same reason that it's not everybody's available to go out and explore. It's not impossible that we could be facing some type of Matrix level event where they're harvesting us and we're being put out. You get me? So
let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question. So this is going to throw us into a deep end right here, but I just want to have this conversation with you. I never had it with you. If a log falls in the forest and no one's there to witness it, did it fall? Did it make a sound?
Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, yes. But if nobody's physically there, how could
record
anybody
it being
hurt?
There? How do you record it? How would you even know that it fell?
That's what I'm telling you, theoretically. So, okay, for example, you're doing your inventory, okay? Let's say you have no camera in the back storage room, and you know for a fact you counted 15, but you go back today and there's only 13. Mm-hmm. You're not going to question that. You're going to think somebody got it, realistically, because you thought you counted 13. But could it be a possibility that maybe you miscounted? A small, small one. You get me? Or maybe was it really never there, right?
This kind of throws me back to the two-slit experiment. And it kind of throws me back to the idea of everybody out there as a walking NPC. Now, I know this conversation started with the DARPA title on it, and I am going to touch base on DARPA, but I kind of want to get this out of the way. This is funny, though, because the two-slit experiment, if you remember, the two-slit experiment was basically they put a fucking a metal door. The metal door had two rectangular slits. They had a camera facing the opposite way, and then they had a light beam of particles shooting light particles at this door with the slits. Now, remember, the camera, you can look this up on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag look it up, the two-slit experiment. It's fucking trippy. As a matter of fact, I've talked about this on the show a couple of times. And if you have the reason and the reasoning or the answer for this fucking question, you'll get yourself a Nobel Prize. It'll be given to you. Now, check this out. The light particles get shot, and it hits the two-slit experiment, and it makes a different shadow pattern in the other back of the door, right? Because the light's hitting there, and it makes a shadow pattern. And then they will turn on the camera. They will throw the fucking same fucking light fixture. I'm talking about the light fixture was not dealt with. It wasn't moved. It wasn't refixed, nothing. They will just turn on the camera, and it will make a different shadow pattern. Now, they were thinking, why is it making different shadow patterns? They thought maybe the magnetic frequencies of the camera being turned on was altering and changing the shifts of the light particles going through those slits, creating a different shadow pattern. But no. Then they went and they turned off the camera. They did it again. The patterns went back to the original shape. And then they did this. They disconnected the camera and pretended to turn on the camera. Then they turned through the light fixtures, the light particles, and the light particles created a different fucking shape. This blew out as one of the most intricate and fucking confusing events in human history. And I'm trying to emphasize it to big, huge, because the only thing that they could have thought of was there's nothing altering the lights, and there's nothing that could fucking be, influencing the light particles to create a different fucking light fixture, right? A light pattern. What does this mean? The only thing they could come up with was everything is happening all at once at this very moment. Because how are the particles going to know that you're witnessing, you're watching them or recording them? They don't have a mind of their own. It's more logical to think that past, present, and future meet on present day, and past, present, and future are just human construct. Time is irrelevant. We cannot travel past or forward because everything is happening now, and only now exists. Trip the fuck out. Now, the reason this connects to DARPA and glitches Big Tank being an NPC is this. How would you know that I was going to talk to you if you haven't directly contacted me first? How would you contact your wife right now? Maybe she's at work. You hit up your wife, but how do you know she's even alive? The text message. Oh my God. Yeah, but I mean, like, how do you know the people around you are not just smart NPCs or a smart computer making your reality a reality? And DARPA is going to give you a quick explanation on this. The question is this: are we living in a simulation, and is everybody else an NPC AI? Check this out. DARPA started in the early 50s, as a military project. As early as they had the earliest radar warning systems in the world and the first modern computerized radar defense system in the fucking global scale. The internet was originally created to connect
underground nuclear bunkers into a nationwide network. This is why it's called Worldwide Net, Worldwide Web. Then, March 16, 2018, this happened just a couple years ago, DARPA announces a non-surgical neural technology that allows the human brain to interface with machine. This sounds kind of what Tesla, Elon Musk, is trying to fucking bust out. This was called Project Pandora. And they were also using, check it out, hashtag look it up, they were using microwave radiation to control human behavior. And that fucking project ended in 1969. The study included magnetic pulses, tones, and repetitive frequencies, kind of like the ones you hear in hip-hop today, to be able to control and manipulate human behavior. Bam. How does this connect to AI? I'll bring that up next. What you think, bro, so far?
Okay, so dissecting it a little bit. It's in the sense of you living your life and whatever you interact with, that's what's actually going on.
It so only activates to you while you interact with it, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, okay. For example, you're going throughout the whole day doing your own thing. But when you get home, AI is feeding you through your wife and your kid. Oh, we did all this. Can you really basically prove it? No. Realistically, you can't. You get me? You're taking the word of mouth of the story guideline that you're inputted in, whether it be via simulation or however you want to think about it. So, for example, we hardly see each other. We see each other in various intervals physically. But us actually communicating, it's on a daily basis.
And so how do you know I even exist, right?
Well, see, exactly.
Okay, so, okay.
For example, whenever we say, oh, I was just about to call you, is that you really you telling me that? Or is that something that somebody inputted in the system today? Oh, for example, today we're going to get into a fight. Today is one of those days that Angel and Trebs are fucking, I mean, Trebs and Tang are going to go at it. Boom, boom, input system. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, and they write out the program of how you're going to act and how I'm going to respond.
Yes. Okay, see, exactly.
So, wait, so you're telling me I'm the NPC? Oh,
no,
shit.
No. What I'm telling you.
Did I say that or did I was told to say that?
Exactly my point. You get me? How far are they going to let us go into it before the system crashes or something again? You get me?
And how long would they let us go through it if it's everything cause and effect? Because you also mentioned earlier on this show that there is no coincidences. Everything is cause and effect. So, for example, yesterday, I told you, right, my wife's car got its kind of like converter already stolen. I can't, you know, I'm waiting for the money to come in, et cetera. So my car is only one in rotation. So this is happening in my life. Who told that NPC that you needed money to go steal my catalytic converter, directly my catalytic converter, trickling down to where I have to drive my car, get out of my house as usual, and then go to sleep late, causing me to wake up with more sleepless hours to go to work at 3 a.m, right? And it's causing an effect, a chain reaction that is throwing me off my game so that I don't get to be the best podcaster in the fucking planet at Cult of Conspiracy Podcast like they want me to do a three-hour episode. Now, this is all coming down because it's causing an effect on my timeline and fucking up the frequency that I was fucking operating on. I'm not saying this is a conspiracy, but I am. Everything happened and it's causing me not to be able to perform at my top level for XXX cause and effect reasons. Now, did they input that information to knock me down back to level 2 or 3 instead of letting me perform at level 5, 6? Do you understand what I'm saying?
So, there's this old movie, it's called Spy Kids 3.
I only seen the first one.
Oh, you only seen the first one? So yeah, they enter this like AI game. And basically the system, it's almost like, I guess you could say your GTA. You go do
Are you talking
things,
about Lava Slut and Shark Bitch?
No.
Okay.
So basically I'll use GTA as an example then. So, for example, everything's already pre-set up where you have to go and interact. The game's pushing you to go to interact with certain people. You get me? In order to get those things. Because you just can't talk to everybody in GTA. They'll give you these vague little answers or run away your type of deal. So, do you personally think we're set on a course that gets redirected a little sometimes? So like a train is supposed to go from destination A to destination B, but they have it all preset. If you look at forks and
schedules, kind of like the airport,
You have
okay,
if you have
exactly.
a landing time and you have a strip that's gonna open a 15 minute window for that plane from flight 277 to come down. So that means they have to clear out all the other paths on that Pacific pathway on that Pacific time on a Pacific date.
Okay, so do you think it's more like that, or do you think it's somebody constantly rewriting it depending on how we're doing? Because for
both.
Example,
it's
we
both.
Can all. It's been physically proven that we can all be smart individuals. Okay, we cannot all be millionaires in this world. Realistically,
okay.
We cannot all be.
You gotta have a little child labor. You gotta have a little slave labor, right? You have to have a little fun. Okay.
There's no way. Imagine if the whole world, everybody was an entrepreneur. Nobody would be buying anything.
Okay.
We'd all be fucking broke as fuck.
Okay.
Get me? That's why we have that quote unquote 1%. That has all these luxuries, and the rest of us are working bees. They can't all be queen bees. You get me? So, what do you personally think? Do you think it's
that's
more
hot? That's a hot
time?
Topic. That's a hot topic, and I like that conversation. I like the way you brought that in about the bee working structure, because let's hypothetically think that we were all fucking millionaires in this simulation theory type of discussion. Now, I'm gonna bring it back to DARPA. We're always gonna come back to DARPA because that's where it all starts. The internet starts, and the dead internet theory comes in. But we're talking about the working bee structure. If we were all fucking millionaires, how would we become millionaires? There's no cause and effect for us to be millionaires if there is no slave labor, there is no slavery, there is no child labor, and there is in third world countries. So there has to be some type of a believable structure for it to be the way it is, okay? We can't make anything out of nothing. Now, see, this is hard to believe, though. This is kind of hard. Because if I am forced to talk to a specific customer, let's say I'm at the storefront today at my job, and some dude walks in, and I've never seen him before, and I'm forced to talk to him because my job forces me to serve him and be a salesman, and he is forced to come here because his foreman is asking him to pick up some strategic things that we have in stock. That means that we were forced to meet each other. We were on each other's path, pre-recorded on a mission like the GTS timeline. The Grand Theft Auto, I mean, the GTA timeline.
GTA,
I mean.
GTA.
Okay, so I'm over here thinking, the programmer, how did the programmer get to program? How does he get to program? How do we get to the programming level? Now,
so
right before that, I'm bringing back to DARPA real quick. CRISPR technology. Check this out. Hashtag look it up. CRISPR technology, also created by DARPA. DNA engineering properties. They inject you with a synthetic DNA to gene edit and hack your DNA to essentially change your persona. Now, wait. I'm not talking about science fiction. DARPA is one of the most futuristic agencies that the CIA has ever developed after World War II. And we reaped, I want to say, 7 out of 9 of all the gold in the entire world after World War II. Think about this. Now, on a planet-wide scale, they didn't only try to fucking mimic and control your behavior and then hijack your DNA to change your persona. But it kind of sounds like MK Ultra, right? They would put drugs in you to make you be a fucking silent killer. They'll trigger you with a frequency or with a fucking set of words. License plates issued for disabled persons. Boom, you're activated. You become a fucking killer of Crips and Bloods, right? Whatever. So again, but they also were developing this planet-wide force field. Yeah, you heard that right. Using microwaves and magnetic frequencies, trying to destroy nuclear weapons, because there's two types of IBMs, right? The one that flies in the sky, it goes directly and hits you, and then there's one that goes all the way to space, and then it comes down and it drops using gravity. So in order to block both, they needed to fucking create this planet-wide force field called Project Argus, A-R-G-U-S. Hashtag look it up. This is real. And they actually were able to complete a certain portion of it before they were defunded. Everything is created, and everything that was created by DARPA has originated to be a weapon. Hashtag look it up. Big Tank?
Okay. So when we're talking about the whole situation. At what point do you call it manipulation versus general human genetics? So
Boom. Okay.
I'm gonna give you a good example. And this sort of not goes against it or anything. But for example, we've seen, and I could testify to this, that when a person has, let's say, diabetes, when a person has diabetes, they tend to be a little bit more crankier. They lose that type of spunk type of deal. Okay, which is why, which is well, now we have insulin. So technically that should balance it out. Okay. Why do we have these? Okay, I'll use what's a Joe Rogan vitamin? Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain, I use it. I used to use
Okay.
it. I still don't on it because it was giving me headaches, but yeah, it's really good
Okay.
stuff.
So why do we start implementing ourselves with all these supplements to keep up our appearance, our testosterone levels, of what makes us young, what keeps us going? For example, can you imagine Joe Rogan without any of that TRX90, that Alpha Brain shit? There's no way he'd be as energetic as possible as he is right now. You get me? You start decreasing as your life starts going. Remember, you start off as a kid, energetic, fully motivated, fully going, doing all this other type of stuff, and you basically start bottoming him out as you soon as you start going, you start slowing, 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 slowing.
Makes
But
sense.
now on thanks to genetics, you start either deteriorating one way or another. You start becoming grumpy, you start becoming grouchy, you start becoming less active or whatever it is. You see somebody in a peak physical shape, all of a sudden, now 10 years of, how do you call it, not doing as much or doing this, different things, you start seeing them gaining weight. They go bald. They look unhappy for that matter or whatever it is. So people have basically realized that you could alter somebody by regular contractions of what goes in your body. So we
Ooh, so
all
it got
know that if you
physical,
eat
eh?
nothing but fast
Oh,
food,
shit.
it's gonna
Yeah.
fuck you up. If you
You
eat
are what
nothing
you
but
eat.
fast food, yeah,
Yeah.
you are what you eat. Nothing but enhanced GMO, sluggish, you feel ugly, you're not feeling it, but it's gonna feed you. You get me? Because you're constantly going. So you have to think about it. It's not only just the government doing it, it's people what they do on the daily intake. It could
And
be.
you're doing it to yourself now. At this point, you enslaved yourself. You put the handcuffs on yourself.
Bro, they are literally selling people and telling them in a label that they will not be acting like themselves. I'll give you a good one. Alcohol, fast food, they all come with signs. Mexico on everything has a
The
certification
sugar levels,
of how
Seth.
bad it is. Yes, of how bad the thing might
And
be and
it's
what it
still
could do
some of
to
the
you.
project, some of the things that keeps their economy booming. And here too.
Exactly.
Wait, wait,
Cigarettes
wait.
in Mexico will show picture of dead lungs and tell you this is what it does to you.
And they
Hey, let
still
me get
showed
you
up their
fast.
ass.
Give me two of them real quick. Come on and let's go. So,
Fucking A.
bro,
Oh, okay.
if we're doing it to ourselves, what's to say the fucking government isn't doing it? But let's tweak them a little bit more. We want them a little bit more brain stupid. We want them a little bit more retarded. We don't want them to think so much. We're doing it
Cause and
to
effect,
ourselves.
and cause and effect, it keeps
Exactly.
the rich, it keeps the rich richer too, while it keeps us still paying check to check. Yo,
Bro,
and
but
it's
tell
not
me,
only through food.
answer me this. Answer me this. How much are we actually going to change?
Well, you know what? Actually, I had this discussion with Rico from Talking Roosters podcast last night, and he was like, "Yo, I used to watch The Office, and." I used to, I don't know. He goes, I think I fanned out on The Office or something because like, I did a slogan on 40-year-old Virgin, like my dick is your dick, some shit like that, right? And this is one of the last movies I was able to watch without being sidetracked into like not sidetracked, actually being awakened into conspiracy theories and now deleting all type of any type of fucking TV from my life. I don't watch TV. I don't watch anything. If I
Whoa,
watch
whoa,
Netflix,
whoa.
I go to sleep because I don't watch anything. But wait. How you said how much are we gonna change? I'm gonna be honest with you. For the past 2 years, since I've been living at that house, and then you and I, since I moved, for the past 2 years, I've been really diving into deep dives, and I've been really disconnecting from TV. The only reason there's TVs in my house, and the only one is that gets used, is for PS5 time. That's it. And I said this to Rico. It's really hard to get into a movie without seeing shit or making me cry or making me talk over the movie because I get pissed off with the shit that I'm watching. I would have to really enjoy the content. It has to be Star Wars for me to be sucking Vader's dick, to be honest. But wait. Now that I answered your question, you said something about consumption. Let me bring this in. Let me bring it home. The internet has reached the dead internet theory, essentially weaponizing algorithms and not only censoring information and inflating personal gain, but now interactive bots in the bot world to make illusions of a prestige lifestyle. What does this fucking mean? Attention whores. Now, you yourself has told me on the show, on air, published, that I love the attention. Quite frankly, yes, I do. Now, from 750 followers to almost 20,000 followers in the past 6 months, yeah.
Correction, you can say, correction. From 150 followers
word.
To 500 to 750. Those were our milestones. Those were our milestones, literally. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, after 750, we blew up. We just blew the fucking
19 to 19.4 and growing. Now, if you ask me, I cannot have a post that has under 50 likes or I'll delete it off. Yeah, why?
It gets you mad.
Because it gets me mad that I didn't get the interaction I got on the last two that went up to 15,000 likes and 300 comments. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm attention. As a matter of fact, Michelle, Bombshell Michelle even told you on a personal discussion that under what terms and under what name and how much would I give to be mainstream or to make the fucking episodes blow up, to make the Paranoid Radio podcast brand a mainstream everyday household digestible brand. And I said at the cost of anything, because it's me that I'm promoting. I'm loving the shit out of it, out of this fucking journey. Now, the point is this. The internet and social media. This episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies. Do not forget where you can get your rhino gorillas today. I don't know what that means, but I guess the people are going. Now, back to the show. Look, like, little do you know that everything that you're getting put through the internet, which was a weaponized weapon, by the way, everything that you consume in the internet, specifically social media, is there to deteriorate you every step of the way through your mind. Exactly what you said about eating and digesting and ingesting and taking anything to your body. That's going into your brain. And your brain is the most powerful and most capable computer in the fucking planet, having trillions and trillions and trillions of data saved in it from all your fucking past generations. Now, this is, you know, after the research that I did on mental health and behavioral pattern and manipulation, DARPA now didn't only fine-tune the propaganda machine, but is also fucking fine-tuning the internet. Welcome to Glitches 3, named so, DARPA.
Answer me this before we get off air.
Mm-hmm.
You knowing all this, me knowing all this,
mm-hmm.
why do we still do it? You made an amazing speech. Don't get me wrong. Okay? But why is it that we still choose to eat out twice a day sometimes?
Okay.
And we know it's bad. We know it's bad. Why is it that you want to induce yourself with a liquid to make you feel some type of way? You get me?
Alcohol.
Why is it now that I have to waste money on dogs because I think they bring me happiness to a sense? You get me? Why is it? Knowing that we know it's bad.
I'm going to explain it to you with the next point that I had about DARPA. Human thought and psyche is supremely comfortable when it comes to being ingested and having dopamine explosions in your head, making you feel good chemicals, expand through your muscles and your orgasm, but it still makes you feel good.
But we know
better. I know for a fact that when I drink two fucking tall cans of my favorite beer in the world, I'm not only going to get heartburn, but the next morning my kidneys are going to fucking hurt and I have back pains that last me weeks sometimes because I drank two fucking tall cans. So I know that it's going to bring me harm, but I fucking love the way it makes me feel. The same way that the same fucking idea is used through social media, through likes. As a matter of fact, I think
why do we do it?
Because it makes you feel good. I just told you.
Yes, but why?
It makes people and guys, for example, people that are addicted to social media, you could even say myself, for example, it's a big step of the way by admitting it, that when you get 1,000 likes, you feel fucking good about yourself. It gets to a point where you want to be, you know, the center of attention again, or you want to, for example, today in the morning, I had a little fucking issue with my car. The first thing I did was buy me some Jack in the Box. Why? Because I wanted to feel good. The fucking Jack in the Box gave me, this episode is not brought to you by Jack in the Box, but still, it gave me feel good mentality, feel good, you know, it dominated my heart with happiness.
But if you could apply that, if you could apply the same idea of movie TV, realistically, you should be able to apply that to everything else.
To
If
beer?
you're willing to pay, but we're choosing not to. And I'm gonna be really clear with that. We're choosing not to. If you wanna quote unquote change yourself, change the world, why don't we actually just stick to it? Do you
That
get me?
question, I think that question goes to each personalized subscriber, listener, and supporter of the show.
Agree,
And that would be
agree, agree.
awesome if you guys could actually take the time to go drop a comment and answer this question to us, or even email us. Go to paranoidradio.com and check us out. And you can drop an email and tell us what you think. Why is it that we do it? What is it that makes your ticking tick, right? Now, in a closure structure, in a closing conversation here, because we're about to be done. Come in social media. One third of the entire world is extremely active on social media. I'm talking about extremely active. You can't control the time you're logged on. Now, this produces the same white matter that substance abuse, like beer, produces in your brain. You start to develop an impairment in attention, decision making, and emotional processing, just like when you're drunk. Multitasking online, as in switching from app to app to other forms of device, web browsing, actually prevents your brain from processing information and produce memory. So multitasking on your phone with three, four different apps is not helping your memory at all. It's actually devaluing your brain fucking power. Phantom vibration syndrome. I wanted to talk to you about this. 89% of all phone users in the fucking entire planet, 89% of all users suffer from this phenomenon where you feel like your pocket vibrated at least once every 2 weeks and the phone never vibrated. This means that your nervous system has been rewired and your brain is triggered like never before in human history. I'm talking about you're walking out,
Well,
all you feel like
no,
it
that's not
vibrated.
true. That's
It's a
not
syndrome.
true. No, that's not true. That I'm gonna have to correct you on that because there's something called phantom pain for people that has lose limbs or anything part of their body where they feel a specific pain and their body is telling them, for example, let's say I lose an arm or whatever it is, you get me, and I'm having an itch or a scratch, you get me, my brain is telling me you have an itch, you have a scratch, it's hurting, even though you might look at it and you don't see it there, it's hurting you. It's called phantom pain.
Phantom vibrations. Same thing. It has the same name. But I mean, think about it. You feel like something vibrated in your pocket, but it never vibrated. It's because you needed your body, your nervous system is being rewired to be used to that extension of your body, the fucking phone. Holy, like you just said, the limb, another limb. Holy shit. Now, closing conclusion here, because this conversation went out of fucking tone. Game of time. Today's agenda is to control the time you spend on the phone, not only ingesting and overstimulating fake reality in your brain, but also depositing the most valuable information worth solid gold, which is your time and data, and ultimately keeping you under control by making you think you have what you desire the most. Like you said, why do I have to go buy a dog? Because they kind of make me happy, right? These are your own words. Greed and attention has corrupted the entire fucking planet. And these are just the top symptoms. And now you could look this up. This is public knowledge. Fucking GTS that shit. Hashtag look it up. Top symptoms from withdrawing of social media and internet as a whole is social media decides us to have greed. Now, these are the symptoms. Greed, less empathetic, more extreme behavior, addicted to dopamine explosions, rapid fire triggered in your brain, stress, tomfoolery, depression and anxiety, annexation, anger issues, sense of critical thinking, addiction, intolerance, lack of adaption, and erectile dysfunction. Boom.
I'm gonna have to say that's true, but that could be applied to anything.
Holy
Look
fuck.
at the argument that we had last week over paranoid. Look at just that argument. How much emotion did it go through that? Look at
A lot of
look
emotion
look
because you
look
don't care
at
about
look.
the show.
Shut the fuck up, right? You see
Okay.
emotional head ass, right? Look at the look at the arguments that not eating will cause you. Not eating a certain meal will cause you. Or even just getting home and, okay, there's nothing to do. What the fuck am I doing here?
You
You
ride the
and I.
bike, if you ride a bike long enough, you'll hit a point where, oh, you're right. I get it. I get it.
It
There's a
doesn't,
cause and effect.
I'm just saying, it doesn't. Look, I get it. It applies to social media, it applies to everything. I mean, it applies to all that. But that's literally how fucked up our mind is. So I'm just gonna put it out there that we're creatures of habit. And at the end of the day, that could be applied to just about anything because that's how used to we are having it our way. And if it doesn't, it just fucks with us.
Holy fuck, did you just fuck up everything for everybody?
Pretty much.
You just black-pilled the entire existence of humankind.
We can never be happy.
Drinking coffee.
And that's a discussion for another time.
You can never be happy.
This is Tank from Paranoid Radio. Go check out Los Cuñados Bullies. Los_Cuñados_Bullies. My boy Treble's on the other side.
That's right.
Fuck what you think live. All right? Straight up like that. Fuck what you think. I'm in it to win it. All right? Till next time.
That's right. Check us out at paranoidradio.com. Don't forget, this episode is brought to you by Los Cuñados Bullies, so you can get all your gorilla rhinos. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it gets some people going. Hey, check us out at paranoidradio.com. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I love other people enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us once more. Check out K4BG Podcast, Matt's Auto Service, with one of you. I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. And make sure you stay tuned, because Flash Friday is up next. Wah, wah, wah!
Paranoid Radio.